If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 4:30, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jumping into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Dip responsibly. Guys, please help me wish my son Axel a happy 18th birthday. His dad and I are so proud of the young man that he has become. Thank you for bringing so much joy into our lives and agreeing to go on this road trip with us. Could Coach Ted, not Coke Ted, please give Axel some advice about what he may expect in his 18th year? So Coach Ted and not Coke Ted.
Good.
And maybe a couple of dad jokes for Miles. Thank you. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, and Brianna, currently on I-5 South, headed to Palm Springs.
All right, Axel, first of all, man, that Coke Ted guy, look, here's the deal. He's really depressed when he's not all coked up. So don't do coke. All right, number two, we're 18 now, so if we get in trouble, we're going to go to big boy jail. Now, after that, things get a little loose, a little fun. I'm sure your mom and dad are in the car, but you might go see something on the stage, dancing, if you will. And then after that, man, don't forget to vote.
Okay, dad jokes.
All right, don't get arrested. Go see some boobs. Vote.
Nothing wrong with it.
If sweet dreams are made of cheese, who am I to disagree?
I knew for this.
Guys, I rub ketchup in my eyes. Ketchup in my eyes.
Why?
Because I wanted hindsight.
Okay. All right.
Get it? Ketchup. Bang! We already know this, but Lance is not a common name these days.
No?
No?
But in medieval times...
It was a lot.
People were named Lance a lot.
Yeah.
Hola, guys. My name is James. I've been listening to your show for over 20 years. Today's my 30th birthday. I saw the Papa Roach concert last night, and it really spoke to me. So, can I get some advice from Ted on turning 30 and going to Portland over the weekend?
Ooh.
Some Leroy Jenkins and Miles with some dad jokes. Keep on rocking, gentlemen. Love seeing you at Pain in the Grass after the pandemic. That from James, born in Seattle.
All right. Coach does love a good Portland trip. Number one, if you want to do some nice restaurants, there is some down there. There's a very fancy crawfish house. It'll cost you money. Go at happy hour. You'll appreciate that. Number two, there's a lot of different entertainment options. Here's my pro advice. You're going to go to one strip club that's famous for serving steaks. Get the steak bites. Easier to eat. Sometimes you order that whole steak and halfway through you just want to see the boobs. Get steak bites.
Let's do this. Leroy Dragons!
What do you call a priest who becomes a lawyer? What do you call a priest who becomes a lawyer? I don't know.
Father?
Wolf. A father-in-law.
Okay.
Guys, how many times has Dracula wandered off by himself? How many times has Dracula wandered off by himself?
When he's coughing?
I've lost count. Someone tore the fifth month out of my calendar.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, left me dismayed.
And should have held on to that bad boy. Yeah.
And finally, Ted, you owe me for the honey.
I owe you for the honey?
You owe me for the honey.
Why do I owe you for the honey?
You're supposed to say what honey?
Oh. It's the starter.
Ted, you owe me for the honey.
What honey?
Oh, nothing, dear.
What did I say?
I don't know.
What do I owe you for the honey?
I couldn't figure out a way to get to the punchline.
Walked right into that one, Ted.
Stupid.
Got him.
You can either go one way. I couldn't go the rest.
No, you're right. It's simple, and I took a sharp left.
Yeah. Guys, I'm writing to wish my amazing boyfriend and avid listener, Nick the Meat Cutter, a very happy 34th birthday. I want to express my endless appreciation for all he does, bringing home the best meats and how hard he's worked the past year to keep us afloat with me getting laid off and only recently starting a new job. So listening to you guys every day alongside his favorite Men's Room IPA has been keeping him sane, and listening to the show together has brought us many much-needed laughs during some stressful times. So how about some dirty Germans giving him advice on starting off his 34th year and some green beans? Thanks, guys. That from Sarah.
Yeah, if you're like me, you want to start your 34th year off by buying a ticket to go to Amsterdam. Then you go to the red light district, break out all the cash you have, just point at all the windows and say, you.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times, you know, your 34th year could be a lot like a green bean. Sometimes it's best a little salty, and when it gets warm enough, it'll pop open. And out comes a little bean.
What?
Green bean, okay. Green bean.
Sure. Fellas, hoping you guys could give me a chance to wish my wife, Avery, a very happy 35th or maybe 36th birthday. Mm-hmm. She is the funniest, prettiest, and smartest gal I know. So can you help her celebrate it with Coke Ted and the Dirty Germans telling her how much of a good time she's going to have at the Tacoma Dome this weekend for Black Tiger Sex Machine. Thanks a bunch, guys. That from Big Zexy. Big Zexy.
All right, going down to Tacoma, gonna go see the Big Tiger Sex Machine. I have no idea what that is, but Coke Ted imagines it's one big tiger. Somehow you have sex with it, or it has sex with you. Either way, get hammered, roam around town, cause trouble. Happy birthday.
First of all, it's called the Black Tiger Sex Machine, which means apparently I did not know this. I'm booked as the Tacoma Dome tomorrow.
Yeah, this is Black Tiger Sex Machine.
Yeah, I hear you. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, you know, I hooked up with the Black Tiger Sex Machine once.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't talk about it.
Yeah, one time in college.
Guys, please send a happy birthday wish to my husband, Rob, from his wife, ooh, Sarah. He's 48 today. Could you give him a too early for a fish sandwich, some turtle sex, and the Dirty Germans talking about bratwurst? Thanks, guys, from Sarah.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, instead of bratwurst tonight, why don't you put the blackwurst in your mouth?
Yeah, so the thing about the bratwurst is the spices. And ours come with lots of them.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, different seasoning. You just have to take the casing off.
I've been drinking pineapple juice all week waiting for you.
So I have not.
Guys, I want to give a shout out to my dad, Jerry, on his 70th plus birthdays. He's a former caller of the year. That would be Spider Monkey Jerry.
Oh, nice.
So please encourage him to call in again for another story of his, as he's full of them, if you know what I mean. Love you guys. Dealer's choice there, Mike, for Spider Monkey Jerry, if we could.
Monkey's pooping all over, man.
I'd say feces, get it?
Yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
That's fun.
BG. Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Gentlemen. I'm done. Just burned through 15 episodes of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast, and I've heard them all before because they are so entertaining. Please bring the podcast back. If not, why? I've been with you guys for 20 years since you've been in Seattle and met your crew on countless occasions. It's crazy how time flies when you're having fun. Don't stop the hard work. I know you guys and your gig takes. That from a Jaybird, the Oregon Coast Merchant Mariner.
Yeah, guys, what?
Jaybird, the reason is basically because we do have stories that we can still tell, but a lot of them are very incriminating.
Yeah, and it involves a lot of people.
So, yeah, we try to keep that. We did as many as we could. I mean, we did 80-some episodes.
And there's a lot more stories. Yeah. They should not be shared.
And one more. Smith Family Popcorn. Attention, the Ted Smith.
Oh, nice.
Just wanted to share with you Bicholas. First off, let me state, my dog here at work loves it. The second is, we are amazed at the pop quality and the seasoning. OMG. Just wanted to pass along a thank you to the Ted Smiths for the Smith Family of Popcorn recommendation.
Yeah, man. The Smith Family Popcorn has that popcorn now. My cousin Dan and his wife invented that for their dog. Miles, what's the name of their dog? They own a popcorn shop.
Ooh. Colonel.
Poppy.
Colonel.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You might see some of that Smith Family stuff at... People really like that popcorn.
Yeah, we would really like to taste it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not a dog.
No, I'm saying.
Not the popcorn. Yeah, the popcorn.
The popcorn.
Yeah.
You can't get like a box shipped out here with all that business you're giving your family?
You know, Miles, they ship online. I bet they ship to Fremont.
Oh, look at you, Captain Goldbelly over there. All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us out of the three stories to figure out which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and like I said at the top of the show, this particular edition of Who Sucks Less, all about the kids. So let's get started. It's about the kids.
Oh, the story's about the kids. Who's thinking about the kids?
Why do you say it like that?
From South Park, man. Eric Cartman. You remember the episode? I want to say he ended up becoming, a school teacher or something?
Oh, yeah, he is.
And in the inner city.
But isn't that an actual movie that they're ripping off?
It is. It's from a movie, right? So the inner city kids, unlike anything, then you must have some kind of ethnic accent, right? Because now you can reach the kids. So he spent 20 of the 30 minutes of the episode basically saying that. Yeah.
Jesus, man.
So that's why today is all about the kids, Ted. Kids.
I've never seen that episode. Just like, see that one? Stop saying it.
Right. We got to help these kids.
It's Cartman. It shouldn't shock you at all.
Who are they making fun of? Was that, who played that role?
Was it,
he's famous.
Lopez. It's one of, not George, oh God, I can picture the guy's
Rodriguez,
face, man.
Maybe?
No. Jesus. Driving me nuts. Hold on. This freaking guy.
Stand and Deliver? Is that the movie?
Yes.
It's not Stand By Me.
No.
Nope. Stand and Deliver. Hang on. Stand and Deliver.
So picture this dude's face.
It is. Oh, Edward James
Olmos.
Yeah. Gotta help the kids. So let's get started.
You guys, that was safer than doing Lean on Me? All I gotta do is stay white and die. That's what he said.
Now, you might remember the story from yesterday. Mike, I believe you brought this to us in headlines. We go to Florida, where a woman is facing charges after pointing a gun at two boys that were fishing in a pond near her backyard. Deputies responded to the home of Donna Elkins because she herself called 911 to report two boys fishing, as she said, in her backyard. Now, she told the 911 dispatcher that she had, quote, petrified them, and that she had stopped them and that they were laying on the ground. Well, according to deputies, the boys stated that they were fishing in a pond behind her home when she pointed a weapon at them, which was later identified as a long black pellet gun, but they did not know that at the time. So she then ordered them to the ground and told them they could not leave and threatened to, quote, blow their heads off. That, in the words of the mighty Apu from The Simpsons. You see, we're going all animated today.
Look at that.
Now, the boys remained on the ground in fear for their lives due to the presence of the gun. They were there for about 5 minutes until the woman's husband came out of the house and disarmed her. Now, two other children that witnessed the incident, they provided deputies with similar accounts of what happened. Now, Elkins was arrested and booked into the Brevard County Jail on two charges of aggravated assault, two charges of false imprisonment. Now, one of the boys, 15-year-old Braden, he said that Elkins told them multiple times that she was going to blow their heads off, saying, quote, she said she was going to blow our brains out and that if we didn't listen to her, she would shoot, that she was going to blow our heads off. The eighth graders said they did not know that it was a pellet gun at the time. Quote, in my head, it was a real gun that she was going to shoot us and kill us. And the fact that she was saying that she was going to blow our heads off, you can't do that with a pellet gun. I really thought it was real. Anyway, the kid is hoping his sharing his story will stop it from happening again. Well, putting her ass in jail should help stop that. So that's story number one. Now we have everyone's favorite, Kanye West. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they have four kids together. They're ages 11, 9, 7, and 5. Well, in a new interview, Kanye says, and I quote, I didn't want to have children with this person after the first 2 months of being with them, but that wasn't God's plan. Which, of course, begs the question, what happened? Every time Kanye pulled out a condom, God actually slapped it out of his hand. Not to mention, his two youngest were born via surrogate. Anyway, it should also be pointed out that in addition to making the statement about your children, who also see the interviews on social media, he showed up at the interview in a black KKK outfit. Wow. Kanye is Kanye. I just can't imagine, like, reading a blurb from my parents, like, wish we never had him. Didn't want to do it. And now we go to Alabama, where a woman's being arrested in Northwest Arkansas after she sold her baby for clothes and cash. Amber Booth, 20 years old, she's from Alabama. She was booked into the Washington County Detention Center, and she's facing one count of accepting compensation for adoption. Now, deputies began investigating the case after receiving a phone call from this woman and her sister-in-law. The sister-in-law explained to Booth, the woman who sold the baby, had the baby in November of last year, and then that was transported over state lines and given to a 43-year-old woman there. The sister-in-law believed that the baby had been sold and that when she and Booth tried to get the baby back, the woman told them they could not have him. So if there's any redeeming quality, she felt differently of her initial decision. Now, the two explained that Booth signed a guardianship to the woman that was notarized but not signed by a judge. Now, the deputy investigating the case spoke to the woman who explained that Booth brought the child over in mid-December and that Booth signed documents giving her custody, adding that even a lawyer was involved. The woman provided the document, and the deputy explained that it was not sufficient for custody because it was not signed by a judge. Now, the deputy contacted the DHS and explained that Booth wanted the child back, but the woman did not have custody, adding that if the woman was left with the child, Washington County would have essentially facilitated the kidnapping of said child. So this whole thing's getting convoluted. So the sister-in-law also told authorities that when Booth returned from Arkansas, she suddenly had extra money and was buying clothing and other items. Furthermore, sister-in-law stated that Booth had told her the money was offered for the child. She said that they had no ties to the woman, had not met before. Booth was later interviewed by the deputy and explained that the Elkins woman was the friend of a friend, and she thought the guardianship deal with the woman was only temporary. She denied accepting money at first, but later admitted to receiving several off-brand clothing items, and $50 cash for the child.
Wow.
But she did try to get her kid back, if there's anything redeeming about that.
There still is nothing redeeming. I think she sucks the most.
Correct.
As far as who sucks the least.
Dude, I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but to me, who sucks the least is Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Because those kids are probably a little traumatized fishing and a woman saying, I'm going to blow your heads off.
I'm torn on this, right?
I mean, look, he's an idiot.
Everybody knows he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
And frankly, at some point, like, his kids are going to have very strong feelings on it. So, like,
I
feel bad for his kids, but, like, he's just an idiot. This doesn't
surprise me. Okay, I hear it. My argument is just this. I've had guns pointed at me, just condition of where I grew up, right? There's no trauma from that. I have no particular PTSD.
And it's not a family member. I think Kanye sucks. He does not suck the least. I think that woman sucks the least because they're going to get over this. They're 15 years old. It'll be a moment in their lives that they wish didn't happen. But these kids are going to have to. That's their father.
And it was a pellet gun in the end, right? I just can't imagine. Like I said, I've had guns pointed at me. I've been shot at, actually, on two separate occasions. And it doesn't bug me. That's just how life played out. But if I read that my parents, especially on an international
that's
level.
That's what I'm saying. This is never going away.
Right.
No matter how old you are for the rest of your life, you're going to know that your dad stated publicly that he wished he did not have you.
Yeah. And, like, you can know he's an idiot and all that. Yeah. Right? I mean, and a lot of people have idiot parents or strung out, whatever. But I think the moment where they're like, I wish I didn't have you. And by the way, I'm not telling you this. I'm announcing it to the world. Yeah. That's just me.
Right.
I mean, it can go either way. That's just me, my personal, just like, man. And look, maybe my parents never wanted me. In fact, when I was about 15, I'm pretty sure they regretted their decision.
They didn't say it.
But they never said it.
No. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a body model of E.T. that's about to go to auction that was used in the actual movie itself.
I saw that. For some reason, it looks so much faker when you see it now than it did in the movie.
Well, when you consider it was the one that was used when he was hiding in the closet.
Yeah.
Amongst all the toys. So he didn't really have to move much at all.
True.
And he's got all the fluff all over him and whatnot. That one might have even been in costume while he was in there amongst the toys.
Maybe.
Right? Was he dressed up in there?
I don't remember. I will say this, that I took a look at that thing and I'm like, why did everyone think he was cute?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I had a friend in high school that was terrified of him. Because he's kind of creepy. He's got that.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Freaking neck that extends up there. He does that weird thing with his finger.
Mm-hmm. He's gross looking, man.
Bend over.
He sounds like somebody on Third Avenue.
Hello.
Hello. Reese's Pieces.
Doctor shortages continue to hurt the healthcare industry in a downward trend. That's troubling.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Less and less people are becoming doctors out there.
Shocking.
More accurately, they're not joining our medical force.
Hey, look, let's just call it what it is. Right now, would you really want to be a teacher or a doctor?
No.
I mean, that's everybody exactly just it. Thinks you're wrong all the time and like, okay.
Yeah, all right, man.
Right, which is a sad thing.
Right.
You need those people. You know what I mean? Like,
spend hundreds of thousands
of dollars. If you want to have a conversation about vaccines and this and that, okay. But like, you break an arm, this or that, like, you need doctors. Mm-hmm. Right? And they don't.
Suddenly everyone agrees on that science.
Correct. We're not going to rub a herb on it. You broke your arm.
Not only that, but, you know, as far as what they can and cannot do, depending on what insurance will cover.
Sure.
So as far as procedures and everything else.
You know. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, man. There's a new study that suggests old age doesn't need to limit your ability to exercise.
Well, you do what you can.
Well, and what it was saying is there's been a long thought, belief that as you get older, you can't exercise as much anymore because, like, the muscle tears affect you. Even, you know, you tear the muscle deeper.
Right.
And you can't build new muscle or anything like that. And this research that they're finding is, like, that's not actually accurate. You can continue to exercise. Yeah. You can continue to improve yourself and make yourself healthier, Steve.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Now I'm just lazy.
Yeah. How you doing on them push-ups, man?
I'm still doing them, man.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Did them this morning. Nothing like being on the bathroom floor before you hop in the shower. Doing push-ups.
Just knocking them out real quick. San Francisco tops the list of this year's healthiest cities. It's going to shock you. It's pretty much all the same cities as it always is.
What's it like? Honolulu, Hawaii.
Seattle, San Francisco.
You guys are actually going to make Washington, me look up what D.C. the doggone
list
is.
No, look, it's not going to change much unless there's some paradigm shift.
Right.
Salt Lake City often pops up.
Hang on, where did
I... You know, places that don't are places where it's too hot. Houston, Dallas... Right. Phoenix, Miami, Tampa,
right,
Georgia, Atlanta, all those places, New Orleans, Boston, Massachusetts, going to be up there.
Right.
D.C., going to be up there.
What do we got here?
Sometimes it has a lot to do with just culture, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of it, right? Everyone in the city, quote-unquote, everyone does stuff, right? So you go out there and do it.
Oh, little blurb here with Seattle. We're in third place. Seattle stands out for having the highest physical activity rates nationwide.
Sounds about right.
87% of adults.
I hate watching those people run by on the Burke Gilman Trail. Who wants to see that?
You guys suck. Honolulu.
Honolulu's always
on there.
Did I say Boulder?
Let's or Denver?
Like Colorado does well.
I think they just give me the top three. Ooh, the bottom rankings. Brownsville, Texas, ranked as America's least healthy city.
Pearl City, Hawaii.
Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yep.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
No, Shreveport.
Shreveport. My bad.
I like that, though. Shreveport.
Shreveport.
Hey, get on down here to Shreveport.
Laredo, Texas. Columbus, Georgia. Huntington, West Virginia. Corpus Christi. Fort Smith, Arkansas. Yeah. Unhealthy cities.
I think Miles says it best. Like, food's great there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those should be the top places to go eat.
I was going
to
say, if you flip it over, it's about all worth it.
We can make this positive. We can make this positive. Hey,
walking trails, zero.
Right.
Fantastic food all over the place.
All right. I doubt any of those places have bad barbecue.
Oh, yeah. You bet, man. Affordable small cars are making a comeback in this economy.
Yes. Why do they keep telling us the obvious stuff?
Right. We're seeing quite a bit of that. Price of cars going up.
Yeah, what do you know? It's the affordable ones. They're making a comeback.
Yeah.
Jesus, come
just
on.
Just drive by a gas station. It's not going to be like, I should get a gas guzzler.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What gets the least mileage? I want that.
I was literally selling one today, and I do some of the specialty rigs that are up there, and there was a, like one of those, I don't like calling it a bus, but it's a transporter. You know, like they'll have like in retirement homes or whatnot,
yeah,
those
little
shuttles
saying.
That they have out there, right? And on there, you know, they always take a picture of the dashboard so you can see what it looks like, see what the mileage is and whatnot. And on there, it says it's getting an average of 4.9 miles per gallon.
Jeez, man.
And I damn near cried. And like,
and it really depends where you live. So this summer, when we flew to Delaware, take the kids to the beach, whatever, the in-laws, they are just pissing them on and about the cost of gas, as we all are. And anyway, as we're driving toward Delaware, let's tap my wife and I point, $2.99 a gallon.
Yeah.
So we were like, look, guys, so when we got to the beach house, and they're still going on about it, so look, I hear you. I understand that your price has gone up.
Right.
Shut up. And we told them the average cost in Seattle, they about fell out of their chairs.
That's right.
They didn't believe us at first. So why would I make that? This is not a brag. Like, I'm not happy about this. We're not trying to outdo you. I'm just saying, living where you live, by Seattle standards, costs nothing. Shut up.
My buddy told me about a gas station that he lives near that the posted price is different than the price that is on the actual tank itself. It's cheaper on the tank itself. So he actually targets. He goes to that gas station each and every time he needs to fills up his car. Because the price is deterring people, but the actual price is a steal.
My family came out here last summer. They said the same. The two things that blew them away. Gas prices. And they were like, does the sun ever go down? Because they were out like early July, right? Like, we forget as we live here, like,
our days are short, but I saw like this month, like we're gaining 80 minutes of sunshine, which is just unreal.
Nice. Right. Yeah.
And then I told you last year when I was in Texas, I was like, let's stay up till sunrise. We were like, it ain't coming up for another couple hours. Like, Jesus Christ.
All right. Come on, gang. How do you guys get stuff done?
Yeah. How do you party all night?
You guys have great food. A study on flies found that male fruit flies are more attracted to their female counterparts after they've consumed alcohol.
Yeah, well, look, I'm convinced this is true of any animal that consumes alcohol.
No, but it's the dudes that are more attractive when the dudes consume more alcohol.
The dudes are more attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So they get drunk and the chicks are like, oh,
hey, I need to be a good fruit fly.
So yet again, like in nature, it's kind of the opposite.
That's the exact opposite.
That would be awesome.
Hell yeah.
Well, you get drunk and chicks find you hotter? Unbelievable.
Cool. Remember to put down makeup. I'm just guzzling Jack Daniels out of the bottle. All right, I'm ready. Let's go out.
I would walk into bars stumbling.
I would, too.
Don't cut me off. I'm drunk, all right. I'm just going to get laid.
It wouldn't even matter. They'd be like, hey, super sexy, hot guy. We can't give any more alcohol.
All right. Or maybe, bartender. Like, where we go, there's a lot of chick bartenders. They just be like, I'll keep serving you. God.
This one's on the house.
Never thought about you that way, but when I see you this strong,
you just keep being pretty over there,
man. Yeah, you're right. You just stay pretty and die.
I'm fishing with dynamite over here.
I mean, that would be unreal. We'd all be going home with strippers in Portland. The next life, I'll come back as fruit fly.
Damn right. Never again a lonely night. Miles, what day is it, my friend? It's one of your favorites.
Peanut Butter Jelly Day.
It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Yeah.
Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
And you know that.
Ten or more things you didn't know about the iconic peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's like the WD-40 of spreadable sweet goo. You're getting ready for work or for that special third date. You know the one. And you run out of shaving cream. Well, just waddle your doughy ass over to your pantry, pull out a tub of creamy peanut butter, and lather up. In no time, your fugly face will be rich and smooth, and you'll want to go in for a lick. Speaking of licks, it works wonders for ping and pong in your pants as well. I haven't had razor burn in years, and it smells like moist peanut butter cookies.
Dear God.
Moist.
I would think jelly would be better for your face.
Really?
As peanut butter. As a shaving alternative. Sugar, though.
I would go peanut butter.
If you had to shave with peanut butter or jelly, tell me.
I would go peanut butter.
I know for a fact that jelly would be much easier to shave.
The thing is that that's one thing that VD actually did some research on. People were using peanut butter. Now, you're not lathering it on a big old thick coat, but you smear it up there, you thin it out a little bit, and there's just oil in that peanut butter.
Who were the people using peanut butter to shave?
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's just like, why? Maybe just use soap and a razor, brother. I understand you ran out of shaving cream, but my first thought would be, hey, baby, can you grab the Jif and bring it into the shower for me?
Do we really know George Washington Carver's motivations when he was making
that's
it?
That's what
like,
it was.
I'm tired of the shaving
cream.
Oh,
you can eat it, too.
This stuff tastes delicious. So here's some things that you didn't know about the iconic PB&J. World War II made PB&J a hit. Both peanut butter and jelly were a staple of soldiers' ration menus during World War II, so it was only natural that GIs began to combine the two, and the sandwich exploded in popularity after the war. Peanut butter, often called... it was particular...
What was it called?
Called it monkey butter.
Monkey butter.
What in the world? Anyway, it was particularly favored on the battlefield because it was the cheapest. They're not making it! let's see here. Some more fun facts about peanut butter and jelly. We'll eat nearly three. Sorry.
I don't go to the grocery store. Where y'all keep that monkey butter? Sir, we don't know the monkey butter. Come on now.
That's not good.
Sir, where do you keep the monkey butter?
What? We will eat nearly 3,000 of them in a lifetime.
I will eat more than that.
A 2016 survey by Peter Pan found that Americans will eat an average of 2,984 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which works out to about 3 a month for roughly 83 years.
Three a month?
3 a month.
Brother, I've had 4 in the last 2 days.
About to say,
that's
how
not
many,
even a joke.
How many of those Uncrustables have you guys been mowing on?
So my wife started getting Uncrustables for the kid, and the kid's like, Dad, yo, man, I put them in my lunch. Can you just use
easy, big fella.
I'm like, cool. So I got my peanut butter, I got my jelly. Sorry, I got my monkey butter, I got my jelly, I got my bread. So last night, typically I'll eat dinner. At some point I get stoned. That is my go-to. But the last 2 nights in a row, I've had 4 already. I can't believe it, only 3 a month.
I haven't had one in a minute outside of an Uncrustable, but I eat so many. I mean, that, you just had it like every day for school.
I have to imagine
I'm already past the 3,000 mark.
Right? It was on wheat bread, too. I hate
it. I know.
How do you feel about it as an adult?
Give me
wheat
bread.
Yeah. Oh, it's not good.
It was just burned into my mind as a kid. I said I'd never buy it again. I have not bought it again. I'm sure it's fine. I don't want it in my life. Me and wheat bread, we're just enemies. That's all.
Mm-hmm. How many peanut butter and jellies do you guys think that you could mow down in 1 minute? If you were challenged, how many could you put down in a minute?
One. I'm not a speed eater.
Peanut butter slows you down.
Mm-hmm. Competitive eater Patrick Bertoletti once downed 6 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in a single minute. A whole sandwich every 10 seconds to clinch the Guinness World Record back in 2012.
That just seems dangerous.
I'm with you. You know, Miles, I know that you don't keep peanut butter in the house just because, you know, you're a sleep eater.
I don't want to die.
But I think trying to cram at least 6 and 7 to try to break the record, I think that is a death wish waiting to happen.
Yeah, eventually.
Do you guys prefer the smooth or the creamy? Crunchy or creamy?
Crunchy.
Creamy.
Creamy. More Americans prefer smooth peanut butter.
Well, I know.
If you slather your PB&J with crunchy peanut butter, you're in the minority. 49% of those surveyed by Peanut Butter and Company in 2019 reported that they like their peanut butter smooth, while 29% prefer crunchy, and 20% will happily eat both.
I mean, as an adult, I can eat both.
Sure.
But I mean, as a kid, going to somebody's house that had crunchy and you're not ready for it, it was just
Should piss me off.
Oh, right. And I mean, I can think of the kid right now. And I'm just like, it just shocked me.
Yes.
And it's just like, what? And I think I was like, what is this?
I feel like it should just be a warning. There's nothing, right. It's made of peanuts. It's not a big deal. But much like orange juice, I prefer pulp free. If it's there, I can deal with it. But when I went back to childhood, like, I can't drink this. My dad's like, it's freaking oranges.
Right. It's got stuff in it.
See, I like orange juice with
pulp. Of course you do.
Got it, Miles.
Yes.
Mine's even worse because I'm with you. Like, unless I've watched you squeeze it, I don't want pulp in it.
Yeah.
But I love eating oranges.
Right.
You love drinking orange juice. You just don't want them to be.
Right.
That is insane when you say it out loud. I'm not that much different.
Like chunky peanut butter.
Again, I don't mind peanuts.
You like peanuts. Crunchy. You like crunchy, chunky, whatever. You like peanuts. You like peanut butter. It's right there.
But I want the peanut butter to be the butter and the peanuts to be the peanuts. I want my monkey butter monkey free.
I mean, it was even in my house. Like it was either my dad liked it or my sister liked it, something like that. But I remember seeing it, and it was jarring to see it for the first time.
Look, Ben and Jerry's.
Like, what is wrong with
this
thing?
They're not alive on ice cream that doesn't have chunks of stuff in it.
Sure.
It's different.
But they're complimentary.
Well, it's peanuts. I mean, peanuts are made from...
So do you like lumpy mashed potatoes?
No.
Do you like lumpy guacamole?
Yes. Would you want fat hunks in your ice cream? Because the ice cream itself is made from fat, right? But it's like if you give me a chunk of caramel.
I have not had an ice cream... fat chunk before. No, man, I might really like that.
It's better than Jerry's fat chunk.
Just a big old thing of gristle.
Hey, look, man, I might try it. I really like it.
Damn.
Bone marrow. It's like when you taste a really good piece of fat on a ribeye, and you're like, ooh, that's pretty good.
Things that you might not have known about the iconic PB&J, an NBA team rebelled against a PB&J ban.
The ban. Why did they ban it in the first place?
So the sandwiches, which became a pregame ritual for the Boston Celtics as they rolled to a national championship in 2008, have become a staple in locker rooms across the country. Several years later, when a nutrition expert with the Golden State Warriors tried to ban the high-sugar sandwiches, two-time NBA MVP Steph Curry led a successful revolt.
I would say this. You know, NBA, and to their credit, real relaxed on players smoking weed. Just assume the peanut butter and jelly is going to be equally important to a group of people that smoke weed in the locker room.
Take a basketball and go out and just shoot for 5 minutes. Just shoot. You will be exhausted.
Yes.
Those guys can eat whatever in the hell they want.
Damn right.
Well, also, like, that guy has such a strict diet. And a lot of the athletes do that hammer down, but like, the Uncrustables and stuff. But, like, before a practice or before a game, the sugar's not going to affect them. It's just they just want the calories and the protein.
Yeah, of course.
How do you guys make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? So this was put out to Twitter, and Twitter, now X, has come out with the official way to make the peanut butter and jelly. So when you guys
first
are constructing
of all,
it.
I think it's always going to be cut diagonal.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay. I never cut it.
Okay.
As a kid, I would cut it, and it did have to be diagonal.
As far as applying the ingredients to the bread.
So I'll go first. Peanut butter one side, jelly the other, and then combine them together.
Yep. Okay. That's me. That's my same method.
There are some
heavy peanut butter, medium jelly.
There are some heathens out there that will put peanut butter on one bread, jelly on that same bread, and then put the dry bread on the other.
It's just hard to spread the jelly on top of peanut butter.
Right.
Or vice versa.
And I always put the jelly on first.
Do you put jelly first?
I do, because it's an easier deal to wipe off of the knife.
On the bread before you go into
exactly.
The peanut.
Exactly. Okay, so I will do the jelly, and then I will strip it on the dry piece of peanut butter. That way I can run it the dry piece of bread, so I can run it through the peanut butter without mixing the two.
Because actually last night when I was making my peanut butter and jelly, starting with the peanut butter, I wiped as much off on the bread as I could, the peanut butter.
There you go.
Still had to grab a paper towel to do the final clean.
Exactly. It always has that one little smear in there. It's like the crayon when you hit the bathroom, man.
If you're making two, do you do the classic, like, leave this knife on the side of the sink?
I always make two. I always make two at a time.
All right, so you make two at a time. Like, sometimes, like, stuff like that, like, I'll make one and then be like, I don't know if I'm done. So I don't want to use another knife, so I just leave it on the side of the sink.
I'll put it on top of the peanut butter. I'll put the cap on the peanut butter and put it on top because it's a good wide mouth on that thing, so it'll hold the knife.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. I just leave that knife out.
Also, like, when you live alone, man, just lick that knife.
Exactly. Who else is going to use that damn knife?
You put it in the peanut butter. You're putting it in your mouth using the peanut butter.
But who's going to use his peanut butter?
Well,
you're going to make a sandwich over at Ted's house.
You want mouth juice in there?
No, dude, I go to Ted's house and use his peanut butter all the time.
You bought that peanut butter. I say you lick that
peanut
night.
Butter jelly.
If I went to somebody's house and they I'm halfway through the sandwich and they go, just so you know, I licked the knife. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I don't care.
I didn't need to know.
Also, want to say it's like National Burrito Day as well.
VD, we should have celebrated that one.
No,
damn
two
it.
Foods on the same day. Shouldn't that not be allowed?
That shouldn't be allowed. Like, should be illegal.
If you're a food, I get if you want to like make it a toy or something like National Rubik's Cube Day as
well.
But not two in the same category.
Come on.
Right.
Plus, burritos are better. So this is the last. You guys can have your ideas, my ideas, my burritos are better. This is the number one thing that you might not have known about the iconic PB&J. Anybody know the year? Give me within the decade when the peanut butter and jelly first made its appearance.
The decade. Yeah, I'll say the 1910s.
1910s.
The 1870s.
1890s.
Ted, you're the closest without going over. You guys are sandwiched between it. 1901.
Really?
Okay.
Responsible for this?
Greatest
mind ever.
Have enjoyed PB&J's for years now. The first recipe for a peanut butter jelly sandwich appeared in a Boston Cooking School magazine in 1901.
Cooking School.
Written by Julia Davis Chandler.
All right.
Called for crab apple jelly.
And some monkey butter.
Oh, yeah. Grab yourself a big old jar.
You get a big old jar of that monkey butter.
Got it.
Crab apple jelly.
Crab apple jelly.
God, I hate that stuff.
crab apples are terrible.
Peanut butter they suck in general.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. A man in North Carolina robbed a local grocery store, but what he stole is a little ridiculous, Miles.
What did he steal?
Not crab apple jelly, but I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mr. Jeremiah McGowan of Tyler, Texas. At 3:45 a.m., police there received a 911 call from Jeremiah stating that he'd injured himself at a local Dodge dealership. Now, pressed for details, he explained that he'd cut himself pretty badly on broken glass. And he further explained that he'd broken into the dealership by throwing a rock through the window and then had to crawl through the broken glass to get inside. And lacerations that caused enough damage that he needed medical attention. Now, his goal had been to steal a car. Instead, all he got was the candy on a salesperson's desk. But worse, in addition to having to rat himself out, injuring himself, and getting himself arrested, when officers arrived, they pointed out that there were several unlocked doors that Jeremiah could have simply used to get in or out. Good work, my man. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.